DFW.
Again, how are you?
Yeah, doing well for a hump day. And yourself?
Good. Heard you and Mike talking there. I was listening on my little handheld in the house.
Get him that often, only when he's running late.
Later Thursday is the only day I get to talk to him.
He's on the phone for 2 hours yesterday on his day off with work, and then last night, 45 minutes during the night, so he just reset his alarm clock. Can't blame him there.
Not at all. I'm talking about the shortages on everything. It's getting crazy. I don't know what we're going to do here for long if it keeps up.
No end in sight for it. It's just getting worse and worse. This stuff that used to be no problem is now starting to become a serious issue. Vacuum pump today, and it's 12 weeks out, and I don't have a backup.
That'll shut the machine down, I'm sure, or whatever y'all are doing with it.
Like I said, stupid, ridiculous, for sure. That's always, you know, the car lots are bare, but then they shut down the factories, and then they're cutting production by a bunch, you know, just to try to make up for all those missing chips and parts shortages. And now you got, you know, I can't get glass jars, and that they're not making them until the end of October with my regular distributor, and it just, you can't get the regular breathing masks. You know, I need not masks you wear for COVID, but, you know, the respirators for chemicals and that, you can't hardly get them.
Here, I can't get battery tools, things like that. Can't get simple screwdrivers. I've been waiting on screwdrivers for months. And it's ridiculous. And like you say, it isn't doing anything but getting worse.
If they make it over here, and it's real hard to get if they're making it in another country.
I mean, they get glass jars.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a raw material thing. Most of them are, you know, a raw material thing. You know, I needed like 8-ounce glass jars, a specific jar. And so companies are, you know, they make a whole line of product or whatever, but if raw materials are scarce, then they pick and choose what they use the raw materials on, and that's just not one of them. Use 150 dozen a month.
Just stockpile that kind of inventory.
And when I was having an issue, I just borrowed some from a sister plant. They had like, I don't know, 1,800 dozen. And I looked earlier or late last week, and they didn't have any. So it's like it's just messed up. I mean, they have an order out there for 1,800 dozen. I think I got a order for 250 dozen.
To say, I don't know where you go with that.
I used to find some more in that, but I had to, you know what I mean? I had to pay extra for them because they're not my regular supplier. I got to order one of those small little refrigerators, and the size that they made the hole is kind of oddball, so it's hard to find one to fit it, and then now it's hard to find one that's actually in stock.
No. I mean, it seems like everywhere you turn is having the same problem. So I don't know what the answer's going to be other than getting people back to work, and I don't know how we're going to do that.
Job fairs and that in town this week, and then on the news there's a restaurant food shortage because you don't have no truck drivers to get there. The one food company said if he could hire 50 drivers right now today, he would, and that you just can't find anybody.
This food, I heard it's a couple of weeks ago now, that they were dropping customers because they didn't have drivers to deliver their food. They couldn't maintain the routes.
If what Mike was saying, somebody that he knew down in Florida, they had dropped them because just didn't have no drivers.
So there goes a lot of your little small independent guys in the restaurant business because they can't get the food they need. or the supplies, so, because they're going to maintain the bigger customers first.
One restaurant was saying his menu changed every week because he didn't know what he was going to be able to get.
A lot of places have been out of certain things. I went to Bojangles one day to get a steak, egg, and cheese biscuit. Got no steak, so couldn't get it that.
Restaurant Susan works for, they're always running out to the restaurant's store supply and, you know, getting to-go containers and different things like that, you know, they used to get from the other companies. You just got to get it where you can get it.
Doing with a lot of stuff, you know, Macco is my primary supplier, but sometimes I have to step outside to get what the customer needs, you know, trying to take care of the customer.
You have a job later, right? KN4 TFW.
KO4 ATX, that is correct, yeah. I gotta do what I gotta do. Even though my contract says I'm supposed to buy 100% from Macco, there's just times I can't. You know, I just got to take care of what I got to. Have a big sales meeting this weekend. It's considered our mid-year mega meeting. All of our hardline is usually on sale. Our sockets, ratchets, wrenches, screwdrivers, pry bars, that kind of stuff, they canceled it because they couldn't supply the tools. They knew it wasn't going to do nothing but create huge back orders, and they're like, we don't want to deal with it, can't deal with it. So they canceled that meeting. Now we're just having a little bitty normal sales meeting with, you know, like five items in it, and they're common stuff that really nobody needs anymore.
Some tools at Lowe's the other day, and now you have to call a number and register what you got, and then they'll give you a code that you take back up to the store and they give the cashier that code, and then you'll be able to get it under warranty.
Go ahead and say 73s. I'm getting close to my black hole, so I know you're probably getting close to the gate too. So I'll say 73s this morning. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Have a great day, and hopefully things will get better soon. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I'm waiting for the gate to open right now. So I'll say 73. You have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.